So remember, a provision is, you need three things. First of all, you need an obligation. That obligation can be a legal one, or it could be something that your customers just expect of you because over time you've always done it. And because they expect it of you, it becomes an obligation to you, even if it's not legal. So first one, you need an obligation. The second thing you need for a provision, it needs to be probable. So there needs to be a probable outflow. That means more than 50% likely. And then thirdly, that you can actually put a reliable measure on this outflow. And so therefore, if you pass all those three tests, then you debit expense or debit assets and you credit provision, i.e. you create a liability. Now, so it was obligation, it was probable and reliable measure. But what if it's not probable? What if it's, say, 40% likely to happen? Well, then you've got what we call a contingent liability. And a contingent liability just means you disclose it in the notes. Because it's not likely to happen, you just disclose the possibility of it happening and the effect of what would happen in the notes. So a provision, you create something in the accounts. A contingent liability is just a disclosure in the accounts. For a provision to occur, you need obligation, probable, reliable measure. For a contingency, it doesn't have to be probable, it just has to be possible.